all, like I said, we're always trying to get better in all phases of our offense. You know, we have certain goals every week that Coach Fox and Coach McCoy set out for us offensively. They vary game to game depending on the type of team we're playing, but you want to accomplish those goals, and ultimately it's about trying to get the win. But you know, it's just playing better overall offensively. You know, you always want to play better each week, and you want to be playing your best football, hopefully, you know, here in the month of December.
What do you see with the Bucs?
I see a very opportunistic defense. I see a defense that causes a lot of turnovers. They're stout against the run. I see a team, you know, that's causing turnovers, and that their offense is turning those turnovers into touchdowns. You know, they're not, you know, giving it right back to the other team or settling for field goals. It's, you know, it's sometimes 14-point swings, and they're stingy in the red zone. You know, holding teams to field goals. So, you know, that's what I see on tape.
You've been in a few of these winning streaks in the past. How do you gain momentum? Continue to gain momentum. Is there a gain?
Well, yeah, certainly. I think you can build off of each game. And certainly when you win, I think it does help. I think you have better practices. But you still want to try to, you know, improve. And the coaches challenge us to improve. And I think we have the right kind of players that, that challenge each other to improve and get better. And you know, you're always trying to play that perfect game, you know, whether you can or you can't. But you still strive for that. And we still feel like we can improve as a team, and we need to improve.
So you've been watching mostly, you know, Tampa defense, but has it been weird to see Dallas Clark in a different uniform?
Well, yeah, I've seen. I was telling the Tampa folks, we've seen a decent amount of the Tampa Bay offense playing some common opponents, obviously playing our division teams or whoever. And yeah, seeing him on film, and as I was sharing with him, Dallas was a great teammate. He's a great friend of mine, and he was just a tireless worker. And he and I spent a lot of time working together in the off season and in season, working on routes, and it paid off for us with a lot of big plays on the field. So I know he's, you know, brought that same work ethic down there, and you've seen him making a lot of plays, caught the game-winning touchdown against Carolina. So I know he'll be a challenge for our defense.
So obviously you guys are in good shape, but a win Sunday clinches the division, the playoffs. How important is it to kind of control your own fate, even at this point?
Well, what's important for us is to play better and try to win this game. That's really all we're focusing on. I thought we had a good start to the week today. Need to have a good week all week, good Thursday and Friday practice. And that's really all we've talked about is, you know, one week at a time, playing a team that's hot right now, that's playing with some confidence. And so it'll be a tough test, and that's all we're focused on.
What do you think of the way Eli lowered his shoulder after the end of a run the other night?
I didn't see it against Green Bay.
Yeah,
didn't I didn't,
he didn't slide either, but
I didn't see it. So it was a good, I know that was a good win for them though.
What most impressed you about the way Knowshon responded the other day after playing for 2 months?
Well, I mean, I think it's an example of being a professional. I mean, everybody's on this roster for a reason and to serve a purpose. And, you know, Knowshon played some early in the season, and he, you know, was doing some scout team. And that's a, I know that's a humbling experience, you know, for a guy. But even though he wasn't really put to the test during those weeks, but he obviously was in his playbook and studying his protections. And he had a good week of practice last week, and thought went in there against a good defense and ran the ball well and was sharp in his pass protection. You know, made some good plays in the pass game, and that's what we're going to expect out of him every week. You know, and I think he'll even hopefully should be better with the more repetitions and getting back in the flow. So it's a great example for any player to always be ready and to take your job seriously. So I was impressed with that, and I know he gave our team a real boost on Sunday.
I know there's some talk in Kansas City this week about who asked you for an autograph, but I want to switch it to, you've always made time to sign autographs. Why is, you don't have to do that, why is that important?
Well, I guess just growing up, you know, with a dad who got asked for a lot of autographs. I used to see it a lot, you know, and it, after games, we'd go down there and he'd sign after games. And a lot of times, you know, after wins or after losses, he always took the time to sign. And, you know, just it makes an impression on a young kid. So, you know, look, I'm sure there's times where I haven't signed. I mean, I'm very defensive of people. Sometimes I hear, you know, well, so-and-so's a jerk. And I'm like, why is he a jerk? I say, well, you know, he was sprinting to catch his flight. I asked him for an autograph, and he wouldn't sign it. I went, well, maybe he had to catch the flight. So I'm defensive of those people. And so I'm sure some people think that of me. But, you know, I do think, I guess, watching him and, you know, I mean, it's been enjoyable to see, you know, Broncos fans on the road, you know, this season. I mean, they really travel well, are living, you know, there's a lot in Cincinnati, there's a decent crowd in Kansas City, and so a lot of times those are the fans that are hanging around, you know, after the game. So when you have time, sometimes, you know, when Fred Fleming says we have to go, we have to go. So I don't tell him no. So you can't please them all, but that's, you know, my dad used to always sign a lot. My mother always reminds me to, they'll stop asking at some point, which I'm sure they will, and I guess until then you try to do it.
It's impossible to count, but is it over 100,000 now?
Golly, it's I mean, you know, it was playing, you know, since I guess my freshman year, since I played as a freshman in college, you know, at Tennessee has great following, so it's I don't know. I mean, I never attempted to count, but it's a bunch, I'll say that.
Is it common for other NFL players to ask? Has that happened before?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, yeah, it was for, I don't even know why that cameraman was in that zone. It was in there. That was kind of annoying. But, yeah, for families, I mean, I've signed, you know, I mean, you sign for somebody's brother, you know, or mother or a fan. That's what you do. And players constantly, you know, trading and, you know, you sign for teammates and everybody's got a high school auction or something. And that's part of the deal. So that was blown way out of proportion, and you know, hopefully they don't let that cameraman back in that zone again, because that was quite annoying.
You're missing all last year, 11 games in. You feeling bumps, bruises physically? How you doing?
Yeah, I mean, I think like I said, I've learned a lot about my physical state, and you learn what you have to do each week physically to get ready to play. We have a number of guys, you know, Brandon Stokely, Keith Brooking, guys that are older, Champ, that, you know, kind of have a certain routine that we all have to do in order to get ready to play physically, and the strength coach and the training staff do a good job providing any type of you know, help or resource to help guys get ready to play. But, you know, Coach Fox plays a role in that, you know, as he may adjust repetitions or the schedule, you know, here late in the season. And that's, you know, it's all those things come together.
Tennessee's looking for a new head coach. Has the AD Mike Hart reached out to you, or you reached out to them about that?
No, I mean, I guess they're going through the search process right now. So I'm, you know, it sounds like it'll be, you know, hired an athletic director to make that decision, and you know, pulling for him to make a good choice, and you know, hopefully we can get a good coach in there and get us back to winning some games.
Thanks, Pete.
Okay, thank you.